Mini episode 317 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by DOU Productions, delivering coverage of sports and pop culture through columns, live blogs, and original videos. Follow them on the web at generationchatter.blogspot.com.
The FDH Lounge. You'll want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode number 317 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with the FantasyDraftHelp.com insider for our 10th season covering the NFL. This is your week 4 recommendation for fantasy football starters. We've got some preface notes that we'll be delivering every week. First of all, our advice is probably a bit different than some in the industry. We're not the place to go regarding the question of whether or not to play a healthy Aaron Rodgers this week. Aside from reiterating our list of gimmies, we don't discuss them beyond that. We're also not part of the movement that overstates the importance of week-to-week matchups. Sadly, if you bungled your draft or auction, there's not much except a stroke of great luck on the waiver wire that can salvage your season. Now, in very shallow leagues, you can pick up potential impact players off the waiver wire, but you hardly need a fantasy football industry source to tell you to do that. We play the percentages on giving our advice, which is all that anyone can do, even those in the industry who purport to own a crystal ball. You'll always get intellectual honesty from us. Okay, here's our list of constants for the season. When healthy, you don't jerk with these guys. You leave them in your lineup regardless of scary matchups. There are three quarterbacks: Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, and Peyton Manning. There are 13 running backs: Adrian Peterson, Arian Foster, Doug Martin, Jamal Charles, Marshawn Lynch, Ray Rice, C.J. Spiller, LeSean McCoy, Alfred Morris, Matt Forte, Trent Richardson, Chris Johnson, and Steven Jackson. There are 10 wide receivers: Megatron, A.J. Green, Julio Jones, Brandon Marshall, Demaryius Thomas, Andre Johnson, Dez Bryant, Roddy White, Vincent Jackson, and Larry Fitzgerald. There are 5 tight ends: Jimmy Graham, Jason Witten, Vernon Davis, Tony Gonzalez, and Rob Gronkowski. With the gimmies out of the way, in a moment, I'll look at the more marginal picks for this week. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
Would you walk us through a typical day for you?
Yeah, it's great.
Well, I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. and after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
Yeah, I just stare at my desk. But it looks like I'm working. I do that for probably another hour after lunch, too. I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Remember, our fantasy recommendations for the Thursday night game can be found every week on our Twitter account, at the FDH Lounge. We like 17 QBs this week: Tom Brady, Jay Cutler, Andy Dalton, RG3, Eli Manning, Joe Flacco, Andrew Luck, EJ Manuel, Philip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, Tony Romo, Matt Ryan, Alex Smith, Matt Stafford, Ryan Tannehill, Michael Vick, and Russell Wilson. We like 7 running backs: Giovanni Bernard, Reggie Bush, Darren McFadden, Knowshon Moreno, DeMarco Murray, Bernard Pierce, and Darren Sproles. We like 22 wide receivers: Dwayne Bowe, Antonio Brown, Marcus Colston, Victor Cruz, Eric Decker, Julian Edelman, Pierre Garçon, Josh Gordon, Brian Hartline, T.Y. Hilton, Stephen Hill, Santonio Holmes, DeAndre Hopkins, Deshaun Jackson, Torrey Smith, Hakeem Nicks, Cecil Shorts, Kenbrell Tompkins, Mike Wallace, Nate Washington, Reggie Wayne, and Wes Welker. We like 3 tight ends: Jordan Cameron, Antonio Gates, and Julius Thomas. We have no teams labeled as all out, meaning that we don't like any of their marginal players. We like only Denver as all-in, largely because Steven Jackson is too banged up for Atlanta. Every week, we also recommend five of these players as especially strong, and this week's slate includes Dwayne Bowe, Antonio Brown, Andrew Luck, Darren Sproles, and Reggie Wayne. Thanks for checking us out. Again, for a more comprehensive look at this year's fantasy football season, download our free guide, Fantasy Football Draftology 2013 at FantasyDraftHelp.com. You can also download our brand new guide for this year's fantasy hockey and soon for fantasy hoops. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversations with superstars such as Ian Eagle, Lex Luger, and Lou Gramm from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classics, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.